and them playing Friday night, had a chance to watch that game, live, and a lot of our guys, tuned into that, got to see them. That was nice, and we're able to get a head start on them yesterday with our Sunday practice.
A couple questions for you. The first for Roger Brown. Good morning, Roger.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Good.
Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Roger.
How you doing?
Doing great, man.
You touched on some of the areas you need improvement. Could you just kind of maybe narrow it down to one? Like where is the improvement needed the most to give yourself the chance this weekend? And then turning to UNH, when you look at them, what do you see? Anything stand out on either side of the ball?
Yeah. So, good question. Number one, I would prioritize turnover margin. That's an area that we've been highly successful at over the last couple of years, being, one of the leaders in the CAA as well as in the country. But it's also an area here where we're on the wrong end of it in our last three home games. So, turnover margin, protecting the football and getting it away would be the number one priority that we can improve on. And when I look at UNH, I see a good football team. Rick's got a good football team and program, and it's a program that's used to winning and sustained success. I know they're going to be looking to bounce back from the Harvard game. They're going to be hungry coming down here. They're going to come down with an experienced quarterback, a deep wide receiver room. They've shown the ability to be successful on the ground against Holy Cross, and very efficient and productive through the air in the last couple of weeks. And defensively, they've got talent at all three levels, and it starts up front with Ruiz and Silver, certainly, with their ability to rush the quarterback.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, next question from Kyle Kendon. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. You guys have been really good the last few years on the back half of the season. And why do you think that is? And how much are you able to draw from that this season in terms of using this bye week to maybe kind of build similar momentum?
Yeah, we're able to be successful on the back end of the season because our players and our program, everybody in our program understands that we're process driven. So if we believe in our plan, we believe in our process. Where our players are committed to the process. So coming out to work every day and developing skills and getting better and improving and growing is what you look for as a developmental program and a process-driven organization. So continuing to grow through the season would be one thing that I would attribute to our back half success over the last couple of years.
Thank you.
Tony, let's take a look at your team here at the midpoint and offensively. You made the quarterback change a week ago to Jack Salopek. He did some nice things for you. Is he going to be your guy going forward? And if so, what do you like about what he potentially brings to your offense?
Yeah, felt like Jack, certainly brought a spark to our offense. He's an experienced quarterback, starting 10 games at Western Michigan and over 650 snaps of college football. He's an experienced quarterback. Both quarterbacks are getting reps for us right now. It was important that we get Matthew healthy over the bye week. He had been dealing with some things and grinding through some things, a little banged up the last few weeks here. So it's good to get him more healthy going into the back half of the season here.
Just the offense in general, you mentioned the turnovers is something that that it's got to be cleaned up. But what have you liked about what the offense has done, and what do you feel like needs to improve on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I like that we've been able to establish the run. Last game we and last couple of games we haven't been able to stick with it because we've dug ourselves a hole. So we had to change our plan as far as being able to stick with the run game. But we've been able to find some creases. We've got two talented running backs who can make some things happen and make some people miss and also hit home runs, which they've both proven that they have the ability to do. We've got a deep wide receiver room, so we've got some targets. We've been a run the ball, take shots, explosive style offense. And, you know, we've missed some of those shots. We haven't, you know, we haven't been as efficient in hitting those shots. So, you know, we want to be more efficient when we do take shots down the field and push the ball vertically. But we can't be, you know, afraid to take what's given to us underneath. And so just being more efficient overall offensively is one of those areas that we're focused on.
Switching sides to the defense, you guys obviously were really good in the opener against Duke, put up great numbers in that win at North Carolina Central. Over the last 3 weeks, numbers maybe not quite as good as you like. Just sort of the same question, what do you feel like has gone well defensively, and what would you like to see get a little better?
Yeah, limiting the explosive plays is important. Just fundamental fits and tackling on the perimeter is important. We need to create more negative plays. We need to, you know, put some more pressure on our opponents to try to create some of those negative plays and help us create some more of those takeaways. But, you know, we're playing real hard on defense. We've got some talented guys out there. Been a little banged up, so getting some of those guys healthy will be good for us here this week. And, you know, just looking to play to our standard defensively, which is fast, physical, relentless, stop the run, create some negative plays, and get some takeaways.
Before I let you go, I know you spoke a little bit about UNH to Roger. I just want to ask about the quarterback situation. Obviously, UNH had a great one in Max Brosmer, who's moved on, brought in Seth Morgan, who has put up pretty impressive numbers here for them. What do you see from him and what he does for their offense?
Yeah, I see an experienced quarterback. You know, he's comfortable back there every game. The more he's, you know, in the system and taking the coaching, he's going to continue to improve. He has the ability to extend plays, and he's willing to take some chances and push the ball down the field, and he trusts his receivers, and those guys have done a really good job of using their size and their strength and making competitive catches at the moment of truth. You know, I think when you've got a veteran quarterback like that, you know, there's leadership, and I think Seth's a really good football player.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for the time here today, and look forward to talking again next Monday.